You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dan, I have an upsetting thing to report. Billy has not taken the change jar seriously. One of my biggest things in the change jar is stop drinking Coke sometimes.
I have.
And what?
I have stopped
There's
sometimes.
There's a Coke bottle opened.
No. I have sometimes.
In my face.
I was craving it this weekend, but I couldn't get to it. I got to a place. I was having a rough one. And I went to, I'll say names, I don't care. I went to PDQ, and I went to order a Coke.
Underrated.
And they said, we're out of Coke. And I was like, well, what does that mean? They're like, we have flavored Coke. And I'm like, well, I like a Coke-flavored Coke, please. And they're like, no, we're out of Coke. And I was like, how? That seems like one of those things you can't run out of, right? If you're like a fast food place, you can't run out of Coke. You can't run out of ketchup.
Well, it's just, well, actually, I heard of a fast food place this weekend that ran out of cheese.
No, you didn't.
It was a burger place that ran out of cheese. That seems almost
what
impossible.
What do you mean, no, you didn't?
I mean, I find that hard to believe.
Yeah,
it's not a fast food place.
I mean, I had a place tell me they have no burgers once. It was a burger place. I said, well, what do you have? How is this possible? I don't understand.
But, Billy, when a place says they run out of soda, they run out of that box of syrup, right, to refill. Is it one of those where it's one shoot, but everything comes flying out of it?
I love those.
Oh, God, no, those are awful.
Oh, I love
those. Those are the absolute worst.
When I die, I want to be buried in one of those. So good.
I think we can arrange that, actually.
Yeah.
Everything tastes like lime, orange, and raspberry.
No, you
it's,
gotta.
It's raspberry Coke. It's
rookie move.
Orange Sprite.
No.
It's
well,
everything
said all
tastes
they
like
had,
everything.
All he said. He said all they had was flavored Coke, and you're out on all of that, right, Billy?
Well, okay.
You're a vanilla Coke fan, though.
Not at all. No, I don't like flavored Coke. I like Coke flavored Coke. But like, you have the Coke base, right? Like, you think that there's separate syrups that already have, like, all those other things in it? I would assume that it's just, I guess they must, right? I always thought
you're
that like, it was just,
make like, make me the cherry Coke without the cherry.
Yeah, no, I just thought that the machine had, like, the Coke, and then it had, like, the cherry, and you,
they
like, spritz
the cherry
in.
Afterwards?
That's what I thought, no. That it was just going
cherry's
in.
Cherry's baked in. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's, it's like a bottle of cherry Coke, right?
Where does it They're all just, live? How does that machine
together.
Have so many different things in there? It seems impossible to me. How can you have so many cups full of cherry Coke and lime Coke and Coke? And cherry Sunkist and lime Sunkist and all. I just assumed there was the base of the regular thing. And then there was like the added accoutrements. Is that the right word?
Good word.
It is a good word.
Is it used properly?
Yeah,
I don't know.
You used it
well, I just assumed that those were
again?
Just kind of.
I missed a good word. What was the word?
Accoutrement.
Accoutrement.
One of your favorites.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I just assumed that
Why'd
those were just.
You have to change it. I mean.
Yeah.
What do you mean I have to change? It's a French word. You have to say, you know.
By the way, also, if you're doing it by yourself, the easy way to avoid that is you just hold down the thing and you move your cup out of the way and you let it, like, you know, give it like 2-3 seconds. You know what I mean? And then it clears.
Oh, you're saying to not mix the different sodas.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What
so
I
that
do
you don't
the
get
water.
The taste.
It doesn't
taste.
Work. You run water through it. It doesn't work.
There's
it,
a transition
all,
phase. Billy is
like
right.
Yep.
You just got to let it sit for
exactly.
a couple of
everything
seconds.
It tastes like lime.
I haven't had a soda in 20 years.
Oh, you've.
That's not true.
Honestly,
that can't be true.
I'm jealous because I'm similar to Billy. I have like this Pavlovian response to certain kinds of food, Mexican food in particular, where I just don't feel like I've eaten the thing unless I've had a soda with
pizza.
It. Pizza is another one.
Your mouth is
great
watering
show.
Right now as you think
yeah.
about it.
I've tried so hard to cut soda out of my
you
life.
You can.
And every once in a while you succumb. You can't help yourself.
I've cut it out a lot.
Every now and again you just need a fountain Coke. You need one.
Right.
Doesn't
exactly.
matter. Right. You just need
20
it.
Years, Jessica, you did not grow up with it in your house?
I'm exaggerating. It was more like 17 years. I did grow up with it in my house, unlike milk. which I've never had. I just decided when I got braces in high school, I was done with soda because it was going to make my teeth yucky colored. And so I gave it up and honestly have never looked back since.
You don't miss carbonated drinks at all?
I do drink carbonated drinks often. Big seltzer guy. Love kombucha. But soda, like once you stop drinking pop, you just lose all your cravings for it. It's crazy. Like, have you ever tried to give up sugar? And then it's really hard at first and you're like, oh my God, I really just want like a brownie or something. And then like 3 weeks later, you're like, that doesn't even appeal to me.
Once you get past the addiction of it, you must be, we must all be a little addicted to sugars.
Yeah.
Pop is so sweet.
Yeah. Massively, massively. And you're absolutely right. I want to get to that stage where I don't go into like a 7-Eleven and be like, God, I could do with some sour Skittles right now.
Yeah, now it doesn't
I need them. It's a need.
Exactly.
That's addiction, yeah.
Yeah.
Time now for the funniest thing of the sports weekend.
Hey, people. Tell us what in the sport made you laugh hardest this weekend. It is a segment we call What Made You Laugh This Weekend.
Tony, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Dan, DK Metcalf had to get carted off the field. I got an alert on my phone. I was like, oh my God, what happened? I was watching the red zone.
Yeah.
And then they said, oh, it was for a bathroom break. And I'm like, okay, so he had to take a shit in the middle of the game and went to the bathroom on the cart.
He said it was, and he was correct, that it's quicker to get there and he could get back in. It's the second story like that this weekend. Lil Nas X stopped his show in the middle of his show to go do the same thing. And he was quoted as saying, I was literally back there dropping demons.
Wow. I have been there.
Wait, I don't think DK Metcalf took the cart because it was faster. I think he took the cart because he was afraid that if he had to jog all the way back in there, it would have. Yeah.
He said the clinch walk would not have worked.
Yeah, exactly. He tweeted that.
Field Yates also provided some incredible reporting by adding that it is the longest walk from the field to the visitors' locker room in the NFL.
Wow.
How does he have that information on hand?
Sources.
There was a sauce applied to that one.
That walk is horrific, though, when you have to go badly.
I had it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it's the worst walk in the history of walks.
I left all my stuff in the car. Yeah. My stuff stayed in the car. I was on the fifth floor.
Lamar Jackson.
I ran.
Had that.
When you have the emergency to pee and you have 7 minutes left in your drive and you got about a 3 minute walk to the bathroom.
Wasn't pee.
I know, but I'm saying when you do, what do you think? How do you sort of?
I start looking around for Gatorade bottles. I try to see what my options are here. You know what I mean?
In the car.
Yeah, of course.
Right. But after that, what do? Once you realize there are no good options here.
And then there's the public indecency.
I think in Billy's car, there probably are always good options.
Public indecency.
Yeah, like if you peed outside,
the side of the road.
Right, exactly.
I always have a bottle in the car,
just in case.
I've got good aim.
How often in your life have you had to pee in the car?
Like, how many times have I peed in a bottle?
Yes.
Once only.
Okay.
Yeah, once only. But and part of it, to be honest with you, I feel like if I had to, absolutely had to, and would have risked, like, damage to some of my organs, I could have absolutely held it and made it somewhere, but I wanted it for the story. And then
you have kidney stones.
And then the problem.
That's the coke.
Then the problem is like when you're playing that game is it needs to stop before because there's a limited capacity in those bottles.
You don't. That's
right. You kind of have to have a gallon jug.
Be a big bottle.
You have to have a gallon jug in the car if you're really going to pee.
No, it doesn't have to be that much, but you got to be careful.
Gallon.
Jessica, just give yourself some wiggle room.
Jessica, what is what was the funniest thing of the sports weekend?
Dan, Singapore Grand Prix. Sergio Perez won the race, but they decided he had to talk to the stewards afterwards to figure out if he broke a rule or not. So for like 2 hours, everyone was just waiting to see if he actually won the race or not, even though he already had celebrated and sprayed the champagne and got the trophy. He did end up winning. They gave him a 5-second penalty. He won by 7 seconds, I think.
Oh, wow.
So he won, but every now and then, Formula One's governing body does something very goofy and strange, and this was one of those times.
Dumb American on Formula One here. Two things. Number one, the race can't end on a safety car, which it does sometimes. They need to have a procedure Right. Well, when there's five laps or less, they should have a procedure. If there's a safety car, it doesn't count towards the laps. Number two, the race cannot end under investigation. You can't have the whole hoopla of celebrating that somebody won, and then at the end of it go, well, he's under investigation. We'll tell you on Twitter in about 2 hours who won this race. It's unbelievably antithetical to the whole point of watching sport. Why are we watching this if I'm in 2 hours' time gonna have to find out whether or not the guy won or not? It's ridiculous.
It's kind of cute. It's like,
absurd.
They're so old-fashioned. They're gonna go investigate.
The sporting spectacle should come first. Decide, did Sergio Perez infringe on the safety car or not?
One thing I do love about Formula One, and it came into play this weekend because there was a long rain delay, they start a timer, and if that shit's not over by the end of the 2 hours, too bad. It's done. We don't drag it out. There's no let's put a batter on second because we don't want it to go to 18 innings. They're like, nope, there's a time clock. It's over.
Billy, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Dan, number 72 on the Broncos, trying to chase down the Raiders player that's scoring the touchdown. That he just kind of, he just kind of tossed himself. Just, you know what that's for? That's for film study the next day to be like, I tried. Like, I went for it.
He did. He felt like 3 or 4 feet short, right? He had no chance. And it was already in the end zone when he jumped. Like, it was just ridiculous. Whittingham, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
I'm going for the cheating scandal in the Lake Erie walleye fishing tournament.
It was so good. I wanted that.
That was incredible.
It was so good. Tell people about this video that was circulating. Longtime champions that may have been cheating every time. These are thousands and thousands of dollars in prize money.
I read hundreds of thousands of dollars in prize money for some of this. So apparently, these fishermen, they submitted their fillets or their fishes or whatever. I'm not exactly sure.
It's a full fish for those people out there wondering.
It's a fillet.
It's a full fillet. I watched the video and the judge was like, this is a fillet. So I don't know what that means.
Because they were stuffing fillets inside the whole fish.
To make it weightier, right?
Oh, okay, I see. So basically, they determined that this one group that won the fishing tournament was putting weights inside of the fishes after they caught them, and so one by one, the judge is like, see, cut it open, grab into the fish, pull out these little lead things that were making them heavier, and you hear in the background go, they should be arrested.
Yes.
For being geniuses. I mean,
I guess,
but it was that neuroscientist Nowinski,
right? Exactly. Like,
shouting
these people that were like, and the 2 minutes is incredible. Great video if you can find it on social media of this fishing tournament.
Wouldn't you be furious? These guys, how do they always win?
You actually
win?
Cared about this.
I love niche cheating scandals.
Oh, yeah.
Let's combine this with the chess guy and start weighing down fish with anal beads.
Put it on the poll at Levitard Show.
Like
should we start weighing down fish with anal beads? The great thing about that entire controversy was the cartoonish outrage of many faceless fishermen. Oh, come on! You guys have been winning for years, and I knew it!
Right.
You're not that much better than I am, but there it is! They keep pulling everyone, and they keep pulling ball bearings out of these fish! There it is! Sin, I knew you were doing that!
The guy just had to stand there and wear it, too. He never left. He just stood there, and people were shouting in his face.
I see the guy's backside for a full 2 minutes, and he's just like, you got me.
Right. Busted.
He's like Moriarty in Sherlock. He's like criminal mastermind.
I spent all that money. I spent all that fishing. I've been winning tournaments for years.
It appears to have been worth it.
All I do is go to Dick's and buy 100 pounds of weights.
I catch
nine fish and fill them with ball bearings. Not even a good fisherman. I'm just good at buying things at Dick's.
I know that they work in fishing, so they would be comfortable with it. But the degree to which the judge would just, like, slice the fish open, reach in there, grab the two things, chuck them into a little crate, grab the next fish, slice it open, reach in there, chuck a couple things in there. It was remarkable, the precision with
it
which this guy's cheating was being found out.
It was great, and he just stood there. as people howled in the background, indignant.
That's a tilapia fillet.
Stugatz, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Dan, for the third time in his 8-year career, Joey Gallo had a sack fly.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
No cut-in.
That, I would have no problem if Wake Forest Clemson was interrupted by a Joey Gallo sacrifice fly. None.
Aaron Judge, you've done that 61 times. What's the achievement in that? Let me see you have 3 sack flies in a season. Let me see you play in a career.
Season. 8-year career.
Beat Gallo's record. I'm going to go before the weekend. Al Michaels trying to get through the Lord of the Rings promo on Amazon. I still can't believe that it's a $1 billion show. It's just a box in the corner of Amazon. Imagine giant warehouses of money. Just a little box in the corner cost $1 billion for Amazon to put it there. And while Al Michaels was trying to tell people that they have this $1 billion Lord of the Rings show, he described orcs. He spelled it ORCs.
The ORC army. It was amazing. It reminded me of him like calling hockey against the USSR, right?
Do you believe in miracles?
The ORC. I said, do you believe in Silmarils? I tweeted that.
What does that mean?
Do you want to
something to somebody?
Silmarils were. I'm just kidding. We're not gonna do.
Well,
this
the
right
the
now.
The music ran out, but I think you should because we didn't have an F1 minute today. I think you should give people a Lord of the Rings minute. Yes, I think you should give people
spoiler alert or no spoiler.
Dangerous
alert.
Game, man.
Dangerous I mean, game because yeah. of what?
To us, you can spoil as much as you want. So I say go for as many spoilers as you like.
All right, I'll give a spoiler of what happened at the end of the last episode.
Let me get you
Hold
music.
Up.
It was insane. Okay, so spoiler. Do not listen if you don't want to know what happened in the last episode of the Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power. So Galadriel and Halbrand, who everyone thinks might be Sauron, they go from Numenor back to Middle-earth and they're in the Southlands. And the guy who's like the head elf of the Southlands, who's trying to help protect all the people who are getting invaded by the ORC army, they're trying to figure out how to get the orcs to go away, the ORC army, and to get free of them. And right now, a lot of people are calling it Beforedor. We think they're in Mordor before it becomes Mordor, before Mount Doom erupts. Interesting, because there's been a mountain that they've shown a couple times in different scenes throughout the series, right? So we're like, okay, how are the people going to defeat the orcs? Because the orcs, the ORC army, they're badasses, and they have this guy who's a leader, and his name's Adar, which means father. And we're like, maybe he's Sauron. But he's trying to get this thing that looks like a sword, but it's actually like kind of a key, and it looks like it's in the shape of Mordor. So he's trying to get that. And this little kid, Theo, has it. And his mom, Bronwyn, is in charge of all these people. So they trap the orcs inside the Elven Tower. And then the orcs come to the town, the ones that survive. And it looks like the people beat the orcs. But then the orcs come back. There's more orcs. But then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Galadriel and Halbrand and the Numenoreans charge in on their horses. And they save all the people. And it's like, holy shit. And so Galadriel finally finds Adar. And she's like, I don't know who you are. I don't know what your deal is. Are you Sauron? What's going on here? And he's like, I don't know. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to be mysterious. And then Halbrand comes in and Halbrand tries to kill him. And everyone's like, well, why would Halbrand kill him if he's Sauron? And this is a servant of Sauron. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. We're not sure yet. I kind of think he is. And then fast forward, the little sword thing that they had, it was wrapped up in like a burlap sack. And the little kid is about to throw it like into the sundering sea or whatever to get rid of it forever. He opens it. The sword's gone.
No,
it's a decoy. This old creepy guy stole it, took it back to the Elven Tower, which used to be where there was dark magic happening, shoved it in the ground, turned it. It created a chain reaction. All this water starts pouring in underground where the orcs have been tunneling the ORC army. And Mount Doom erupts and it covers the sky in ash.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.